The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Washington as numerous reports say House Speaker Paul Ryan is not planning to run for re-election this year. Ryan not taking questions about it as he quickly walked into a meeting on Capitol Hill this morning. He was asked about his plans during a C-SPAN interview back in January of this year.
And you intend to be Speaker in 2019?
Look, that's something that my wife and I discuss in the election year in the spring. We have this customary conversation before filing deadline in Wisconsin. That's the kind of conversation we'll have then, but I have no plans on going anywhere right now.
Perhaps that spring conversation has taken place, as again, reports our House Speaker Paul Ryan won't seek re-election. The death toll in an Algerian military plane crash, now at least 257. That aircraft went down today not far from the Algerian capital. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Good morning. We have a 53 degrees today. It's going to be mostly cloudy. And tomorrow, a slight chance of showers with a high of 65. And then we're skipping spring and jumping right into summer. On Friday, expect a high of 75, as well as Saturday, high of 76. Mostly sunny and sunny over the weekend.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning. I am Nicole Smith. I am your host for Happy to Help, and this is a show about volunteering and getting out there and engaging in a cause that you care about and care deeply about. And we interview foundation people and board people and volunteers to show you how easy it is and how fun it is and how great it is to get out there and get active in your community. And the rewards are immense. And today we are very happy to welcome Mary Lev. Hello. And Larry is the board president of the Center for Contemporary Art in Bedminster. And can you start by telling us a little bit about the what the Center for Contemporary Art is and how you came about to volunteer and be part of the board of this organization.
Sure. So we are a nonprofit community art. We have been around in one form or another since about 1970. It started as a small group of artists in Bernardsville, and after that, for many years, was known as the Somerset Art Association, offering classes for adults and kids, art exhibitions and special events. And fast forward many, many years later. And this was a little bit before my time, before I became involved with the organization. But in 2010, the board at that time decided they wanted to make a pretty radical change, change the name of the organization to the Center for Contemporary Art. And it was really about broadening our audience reach, just making the place available to many more in the community. So, that was a really big change. It was challenging in many ways. People don't always like change.
Change is hard.
It is. It's hard. And, we did have some board members and others who said, this is not for me. Thank you very much. But we did have a rather large following of people who stayed and are still with us. And so, around that time, I was sort of between jobs. And that's when I became involved as a volunteer. So our mission today is, based on the way we've always been. There's three main things that we do. We have education programs, which are hugely popular, and that includes our classes for kids, teens, and adults. We offer those year-round. We have summer camps. We have workshops, many, many ways to participate in education. It's a huge mainstay of what we do. We also have art exhibitions in our galleries year-round that are free and open to the public. A wide variety of work, everything from our own students, adults and kids, to other local artists, to, artists who come to us from Brooklyn, from Manhattan, from other countries. So it's, you never know what you're going to see.
It's amazing.
When you walk in. And the other thing that we do that a lot of people don't know about, but it's something we're very passionate about, are art outreach programs that serve some of the more vulnerable audiences in our community.
Yeah, I was reading about those because you've got programs for cancer patients and autism and all that, which is great. It's just a really fun, vibrant environment for people to kind of do two things at once. You can help people with autism and help the art community and engage those two and marry them together.
Right. So, and it can be a very healing thing. Some of our newest programs help teens at risk, teens in recovery for substance abuse.
Which is a big deal right now. Yeah.
Right. And, from what little I know about what helps these kids in their recovery time, they have to try many different things, and
yeah,
something will resonate with them. And,
yes,
for some it can be art. So we're really proud of that.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I love all that. My son has attended art classes there in the summertime, and he made so many cool things, and it's such a great environment. So, and the other thing that I want to point out that I think your environment brings that others don't bring is that I think today that kids and different people are so siloed into their own age groups, like soccer and different things. You play with only the people that were born in your birth year, and you're in school with people your age and things like that. So this is and I think that our society needs more interaction among all the various age groups. So you can have a four-year-old working with a senior on an art project, and I think that interaction between the different age groups really needs to happen, and your art center provides a perfect community for that.
It's absolutely true. I mean, we have our free family art day coming up, and I'll talk about that a little bit more later on. But yes, there are art activities for kids, but we also make sure to have a couple of projects that are for all ages, and it's really fun to watch those happen. And some, we love so much when the finished whatever it is complete that we keep it around, for the for a long time.
Yeah, and you engage with the schools. I remember when we first moved here, my daughter was in second grade, and you took from the elementary school, there were different, our teacher picked different things to display, and so it got us into the facility. And,
yes, Youth and, Art Month. Is a huge deal for us.
And it was so fun, and it was hilarious because we walk in, and there was a bunch of cookies there, right? You know, cookies. And so I was like, oh, cookies, but I have a big sweet tooth. And my daughter's like, no, those are only for the artists. So she was very excited to be part of that. And that the picture she did of our family, I've got it hanging in my office. And so it was just a really fun thing.
That's great.
So that, and it was good. It introduced us because we had just moved here, and I didn't know that existed. And so all of a sudden, now we're over there, and then I'm sending my kids to camp. So, I mean, yeah, that was another great outreach thing just to get people in the facility.
Absolutely. We love that.
Yeah. And then also we talked a little bit about our girls were Girl Scouts, and we've had the Girl Scouts on the show. And can you tell us about some of the Scout workshops that you offer? Do you deal with that much? Or
I don't really. Mm-hmm. I don't know which ones we offer now, but we've always had badge programs for Scouts.
Right.
And you know, our kids' birthday parties are hugely popular, and we've even started getting into adult parties because why not?
Bring some wine and
exactly.
have a good time. Yeah,
exactly.
No, I think that's great. I think art is just, it opens up a different side of you that you would never know of. So I think that's amazing. And you, the other thing we talked about a little bit before is you have artist talks. So you have a certain, and do you usually have three artists at a time with a display?
No, it really varies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would say on average about every 6 weeks or so, we change out the exhibitions in our three galleries. And we've actually started using our foyer space.
Nice.
As another gallery.
Why not?
For the past year or so, we've featured a lot of our faculty members and their work.
Oh, you
know,
nice.
They're incredible artists in their own right. So every time we have new exhibitions come in, we have a reception. It's free, again, open to the public, nice refreshments, and artist talks.
Mm-hmm.
I love them, and so do all the people who come, because, you know, contemporary art can be challenging. It's sometimes hard to understand, what am I looking at? Mm-hmm. Why was this made? You know, what was the inspiration? And when you hear the artists speak live, it's amazing.
Well, and it's an education of sorts too, because
Absolutely.
Art is interpretive, and you can get your whatever you want out of it, but it's also, instead of just staring something on a pedestal or on the wall, you get the artist to open up your awareness to what it all means, and that's really exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. So I love to hear those. And, you know, for people who come in and there's no artists there to talk to them, you know, we try to whoever's around who's knowledgeable. Our executive director is wonderful about, you know, if she sees anybody new come in the door, giving them a little informal tour, having a chat. We sometimes have educational information about the exhibitions on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And we do some great scavenger hunts for kids to help them explore. For the non-readers, there's still, you know, a fun way for them to interact.
Yeah, and you said the executive director is an artist herself. Does she a sculptor or a painter, or what's her medium?
She's a painter. I'm not sure she has much time to do these days with running the center.
But she's definitely in the vibe.
She absolutely is an artist and extremely knowledgeable, and along with our exhibitions committee, just brings some incredible art to our facility that I think, you know, people definitely don't see anywhere else in Somerset County. And we really, you know, our reach is wide. Our students and our visitors really draw from Hunterdon, Morris, and Somerset counties on a regular basis. So,
how do you find your artists, or do they find you? How do you go about deciding which exhibits to bring in?
It's the exhibitions committee really plans that out quite far in advance, actually, usually a year or more.
I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah. You know, they have their ear to the ground. They're in the artist communities, and, I think it's amazing what they've brought to us.
Yeah, I was excited on Friday. I went for the first time to the Whitney in New York City.
Yeah.
And what drew me there is I was born in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and they have the Grant Wood American Gothic on display. So my New Jersey, Iowa-born buddy and I went in there and got to see that. So that was pretty exciting.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. And we had a a celebrity sighting, the same celebrity twice. That was pretty funny. Once at the art museum and then once where we went for lunch. So that was crazy. And then it's right at the corner of, it's down in the meatpacking district,
yeah, yeah.
But it's right at where the High Line lets out. So if you've not been to the High Line yet, it's probably getting ready to bloom. I mean, it was still pretty barren last week, but I'm sure it's going to just burst pretty soon. So the High Line's fun. If my listeners have not been,
absolutely.
You've probably been, right?
I have been. I had a very funny thing happen last summer. I went to meet a friend for lunch, and I was a week off, so she wasn't there. And it was a beautiful sunny day, and I said, I'm just going to walk the entire High Line and then go to the Whitney when I get there.
Nice.
So I highly recommend that. It's a great day.
Yeah, no, it's a really nice day. And I love walking the city. Like, it's my favorite thing to do, just walk all over and people watch and all that good stuff.
That's another thing that we do at the center that a lot of people don't know about. We do art field trips.
Oh.
And we take, you know, people for on a weekday. Usually it's about a two-hour tour with one of our faculty who has a huge following.
Does he have a Twitter and an Instagram and all that stuff? I'll have to get on.
I can hook you up with
and
all
is
of
he
that.
A volunteer or is he an employee or what?
He's one of our faculty members. He's
what's his name?
Wes Sherman.
Okay, is he an artist as well or just
he is an artist, yes.
Wow.
Really wonderful landscape artist.
So does he landscape tours in Jersey as
No,
where,
so
everything.
he takes people down to Chelsea.
Oh.
And, you know, he does incredible research on the hottest things to see in some of the galleries.
Fun.
And he always tries to choose at least one exhibition that will challenge our minds a little bit.
Very cool.
Yeah, so
those
are really fun.
Yeah, that's an easy, like, field trips show up, you know.
Yeah,
those are nice.
They start around in the mid-morning, and then, you know, you can...
Do you just meet in the city? Do you meet you in
we
the
have,
city?
We have a meeting spot.
Nice.
They're different every time, obviously,
that
because
is so
the work
fun.
Is constantly changing. Some people make a day of it, stay for lunch.
Oh, yeah.
But those are really... He's an excellent guide. He's very you know, it's fine if you don't know anything about art. He's
right.
He's very giving with information and
right. Well, and I'm a people person, so I love to just go to that stuff because I meet all kinds of new people.
Exactly.
That's what I love. You know,
right. There's always it's always a different crowd. So
oh my gosh,
awesome.
That is fun. Yeah. See, you guys got I'm learning so much already. I'm very excited. So yeah, we've got the camps, you've got the scout workshops. Also, I read that you've got mentoring programs. If someone wants to start a new hobby or wants to get introduced into art, you've got like a tutoring mentoring program you offer, right?
For artists. You know, helping them form an artist statement and, you know, all the things they need to do to promote themselves.
So it's more for established artists or wannabe artists that want to kind of take it to the next level or can...
You know, I don't have all the details in front of me, but I feel like it doesn't have to be, you know, well-established artists. I think there may even be some help for students, art students.
Okay, yeah.
But I'd have to look at that.
No, that's fine. I know you're on the board, so you're touching everything, and you can't drill down to everything. But I definitely think it's very interesting what you're doing there. And we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we're back. You're listening to Nicole Smith. This is Happy to Help. And we're here today with Mary Lev, who is the president of the board for the Center for Contemporary Art in Bedminster. And I messed up the mics at the beginning, so I want to go back and go more deeply into what brought you to CCA. And because you've been there a few years now before you were president volunteering. So tell us how you ended up there and how that played out.
Sure. So I have always loved art since I was very, very young. And whenever people ask me what I wanted to be when I grew up, I always said artist up until the time I was about 16, 17. And then my parents let me know that they did not really consider that a career. It was not something they were willing to pay for. So they sent me into the corporate world. Neither one of my parents was college educated, so for them that was just like the ultimate measure of success. So I did it. Had a pretty good career for a while that, you know, turned out to be very enjoyable, but I always come back to art.
Good for you.
So several years ago I was between jobs and just looking to do something meaningful. I thought about taking some art classes. Maybe volunteering, I wasn't really sure. But I had been on the center's email list just to, you know, keep an eye on what was going on there. And one day I got an email that was asking for volunteers in some very specific areas. One was they wanted people to help write some marketing materials, which is my background.
Okay.
Another was they needed people to help hang the exhibitions. And I happened to love doing that, both of those things.
Oh, good.
So I signed up to volunteer and started, you know, getting to know the other volunteers, and I was really enjoying it. And before too long, I realized that the woman who was president of the board at that time was someone I knew, and we'd been friends for a long time when our kids were younger. So, you know, some time passed, and she said, I think I'd like you to join the board. And I had no board experience. I didn't have any idea what that would be like, and I was pretty hesitant. But she, you know, she promised to mentor me, and and there were, you know, many other ways for me to get up to speed and learn about what it means to be a board member. And I just... you know, took to it. I figured it out, I guess. And then when it was time for her to step down as president, she asked me to do that. And I said, well, never done that either. But
hey, it works so far, right?
I don't know. I guess the older I get, the less fear I have of these things.
Yeah.
And it's a very, you know, supportive environment.
Yeah.
I had, you know, when my friend stepped down, she remained on the board, so she was still there to help and support me. My executive director helps and supports me and, you know, exposes me to learning opportunities. And I also have peers at other nonprofits and a once a month phone call with them, and that's, you know, so there's, you know, to me there was no reason to to say no to it. So
yeah, well, good for you.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, I think board membership means different things to so many different organizations, but this one's a very established, very active board, which is great.
Right, and I think I had some stereotype of boards that I probably saw in the movies, you know, big paneled boardroom and form. I mean, we are in jeans on paint spattered chairs in a studio. That's where we have our meetings.
Down and dirty, right?
Get it done. Down and dirty. Yeah. You know, we are roll up our sleeves, you know, hardworking.
Well, that was why I was surprised too when I looked on the website and it said installation crew. I'm like, wow, you get to touch the art and put it up and everything. I mean, I never would have imagined that would have been part of the volunteer, you know, repertoire. So that's very cool.
No, it's, I mean, you know, that there are sometimes when the artist has to do their own, you know, it can be some, but sometimes they say, yeah, volunteers, go for it.
Which I think just gets you more engaged into what all goes behind it. And yeah, it's just a totally different aspect. That
it is.
Very cool.
And then, you know, me as a board member, when I help hang that exhibition, I do learn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time that, you know, reception comes around, when the visitors come in, I can say, oh, well, let me tell you about this. You know, then I have some knowledge that I can.
Right. Right. And it's nice that it's a nurturing environment, because I think, yeah, people have a fear of, you know, I'm not going to know anything. I'm not going to be able to do anything. I'm not going to help. But I mean, everything's a learning process. And that is what, to me, excites me as a person to grow and learn and step out of my comfort zone. And I know a lot of people have fear around that, but you know, you just got to connect with the right people and
right.
Help.
And that's one of, you know, I made a little note here about, you know, myths or misconceptions people might have about the Arts Center. It's a very welcoming place.
It's not a snobby.
It's not a snobby place. If you don't know anything about contemporary art, if you don't like it, but you kind of are curious about it, you know, that's what we're there for. We're here for the community to educate. And
it is a very vibrant, open, bright space too. I mean, just the natural light that's in there, right. And it's small. It's not intimidating. It's this adorable house, right? And it's just, it's not like standing in a basement, a smelly old stodgy oil painting, like,
<It's not. laughs>
which has its moment too. But right. It is very, very welcoming and just very happy and bright. I just feel that way every time I go in there.
That's nice to know. Thank you.
And I want people to know that and get over there.
I know. And I invite friends to come and see the place all the time. And some people will say, oh, I can't afford your art. And I say, well, that's fine. I'm not asking you to buy the art. I mean, we're not, people hear gallery and they think that we're like a pushy retail sales. I mean, that's not why we're there.
No.
Can people buy the art? Yes, they can. Does it benefit the center? Do we get a percentage of that sale? Yes, we do. But it's not,
right.
We're not pushing it.
Right. You're not asking for the credit card at the door.
Yeah.
No, but I think that's great. Well, I think exposure is everything, and just, it makes you think in a different way. It takes your brain in a different way. And again, the people you get to meet, you never know who's going to be standing next to you in the gallery and who you might bump into. And
right.
It's very community centered. So that's amazing.
And the other thing that we're really proud of is, you know, we welcome all ages and all abilities.
Because you have a wheelchair accessible pottery wheel, I read, which is amazing.
It's one of the few around, yeah.
Yeah, and that, I mean, again, I love things that are tactile, you know, getting your hands in that clay. And
right.
I mean, that would be very cool for people to be able to check that out.
I know. I have occasion to go out in the community and talk to scout troops and talk to school kids. Mm-hmm. And I was at one of those recently, and I had a parent say to me, oh, my kid doesn't like art. He likes science. I said, if he likes science, maybe let him try ceramics. I mean, it's loaded with science lessons.
And I think that I was saying how my daughter goes to Virginia Commonwealth University. And the thing that I love about that university, other than the fact that it's huge and that it's in Richmond, is that it's got so much science and so much art converging together. It's the number one sculptor school in the country. It's got a med school, a pharmacy school. I think it's got everything, but it's all this science and art converging. And I just think amazing things are going to come out of there.
Right.
So I think there's definitely, you know, you want to hit both aspects. It's not good to just be too focused on one single thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have adults who don't really feel comfortable taking an art class, although they could. We have many, many beginner classes. But we have art appreciation also.
Mm-hmm. Do you rent out the space for other people to use for wine events or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I think I actually had my wedding reception at the Art Center in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where Grantwood's from.
Nice.
It was very fun. It was it was a perfect space for that. But just, I think if anybody's looking for a girls' night out or just
absolutely,
if you need a space for an event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's really conducive to that.
We do. We've had some concerts in the last couple of months.
Oh, yeah. Music and art. Perfect combination.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. Good, good. So how often does I'm always curious about the board. So how often does your board meet?
We meet every other month.
Okay. That's not too hard.
Yeah. It's not not too many meetings. And then we have three standing committees within the board. And so on the months that we don't have a board meeting, then the committees meet.
Oh, okay. Now, are you on one of those committees as well, or no, not right now?
As board president, I'm on all the committees.
Oh, good for you. So you're all in at this point.
For regular board members, they only need to be on one.
And the committees are the?
Finance.
Okay.
Fund development, which is fundraising.
Right.
And governance.
Okay.
So the bylaws and, reviewing board candidates. And.
Oh, okay. Great. So if anybody has any interest in any of those, or start out as a volunteer, go in and check it out.
We always encourage people to volunteer with us for a while.
Yeah.
Make sure it feels right to them.
Yeah.
It feels right to us.
Yeah. I was going to say you had trepidation, but you kept coming. And I always say that what that quote is that half of life is just showing up. Right.
Yeah.
So you continue to show up and I'm like, hey, she's a keeper.
Yeah.
Obviously you're engaged. And I think people need to realize that you're not going to be, you don't have to sign a contract the minute you show up. It's definitely free for most of these volunteer engagements. You kind of show up, check it out, and feel if it feels right. You'll know in your gut whether it feels like a place for you or if you go try something else.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So have you had your kids volunteer there, or have they jumped in that, or no?
A little bit. They... Yeah, I'm sure they did earlier. Now they're at a point where they're so busy, it's hard to get them back. But I do, get a lot of my neighbors' kids and friends' kids. And
yeah.
No, we love teen volunteers. We need them a lot, actually, for summer camp.
Right, and they have to be 15, is that correct?
15 and up, right.
Yeah, and do you do a training with them, or do they kind of just show up? How does that work?
No, they get a little bit of training or an orientation, just...
Uh-huh. And what do they do with the camps? Are they kind of helping the artist or get the supplies ready or work with the kids?
All of that. Really, okay. Whatever's needed in the course of a day. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, our summer camps are...
Busy.
Really, wonderfully busy, yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to...
Very popular.
Be here. It's time to sign up now, right?
It's already... We've been signing up kids for months, yeah.
Yeah, I think February is usually when a lot of things... I'm like, oh my gosh, February, we start signing up.
We start early, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's good. And it's just definitely a fun... Do they do anything outside at the camp? Do you do art outside or run around the grounds or anything like that?
Yeah,
they've got a nice space.
They're in and out throughout the day. We do have the use of the building and the grounds, which is really nice.
Yeah, and it's right off of...
We're in Burnt Mills Road.
Burnt Mills Road, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you can go to, is Kiku still there? You can go to
it
Kiku
is.
For, I want to say Benihana, but whatever
yes,
it's called.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hibachi. I've had
Hibachi,
many
right.
a lunch there, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's nice. And then Fresh Market's right there, too, which is great.
That's
yeah,
a good
that
location. It really is.
Yeah, and easy to get to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's really nice. So, good. All right. What else can we talk about here? Do you ever do anything with the Artsy? The Artsy in Basking Ridge, that community of artists?
We have a lot of our artists, I
crossover,
guess.
Crossover, right?
There's a ton of crossover, absolutely. And I've been on the Artsy tours.
Yeah.
It's really nice to see the artists in their studios.
Yeah, and for people who don't know, I think it started about 5 or 6 years ago, and it's an artsy, it's almost like a progressive dinner, but it's a progressive art show.
Absolutely.
And they have usually a dozen locations all around Basking Ridge and Bernardsville, and you go to their house and their studio, and then my one friend, she has her own pottery set up in her basement with a wheel and a kiln, and
right.
she lets kids do that.
Yep.
And then you've got oil paintings, and then they also do something over at the... Farmstead Arts, they usually have a whole collection of artists in that barn.
It is. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of crossover and cross-promotion And, you know, a lot of our students, they don't just take classes with us. They're in other places, so...
Yeah, and they have photography and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, so the art, I think it's artc.com, but I think they do a fall, and maybe they're starting a new spring thing where it's there's different. But
that sounds right. Yeah, it's a great group.
Yeah, a lot of fun things going on there. Let's see. Oh, and the art throwdown is coming up. So what's going on? Is this the first one, or have you had those
this
before?
This is the first one.
Let's talk about that.
A new fun event for us. It's sort of inspired by the show Chopped.
And Bobby Flay does the throwdown.
Yeah, right. It's more along those lines.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not chopping anybody.
Right, right.
It's a friendly competition. We have some faculty who are really good sports and fun people, and they've agreed to participate.
Yeah,
they'll be given a mystery box of materials, and we'll see how it goes. But we're looking forward to a really.
And you don't have to taste anything when it's done.
You don't have to. Not that I know of. I don't think they're. But you never know. I don't know what's in the boxes. So
edible art. No, I mean
it
no. But I love
anything.
But that's brilliant because people understand the concept, and
right.
Then, you know, it's cooking, but it's art, and then yeah, these mystery. I mean, that would be really fun. I think.
Yeah.
So that's on the 29th of April.
That's right.
So that should be good because I think you have 10 or 12 people in this. So that'll be.
Yeah, they
really
are fun. A fun bunch. We
oh my gosh.
We ask them to do all kinds of things, and they always say yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's good though too because it's a creative bunch by nature,
right.
So you can get creative with the things that you do. So that's pretty fun.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Oh my gosh! All right. Well, I am going to take another quick break, and we'll be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Nicole Smith, and you're listening to Happy to Help, and our guest today is Mary Lev. She's the board president of the Center for Contemporary Art in Bedminster, and if you want to check them out online, the website is ccabedminster.org, and they're also on Facebook. I'm sure you're on Twitter, Instagram, every social media outlet that there is. No, but that's good. So whatever you're on, look them up and check it out because they've got a lot of fun things coming up. And then before we talk to Mary again, I just want to do a shout out for the Women's Business Leadership Summit, which is coming up on Tuesday, April 24th. I believe this is the ninth year that they're doing this, and it is a really great day. They've got you check in the morning, and you've got a breakfast keynote and some networking, and then there's some breakout sessions, and then there's a lunch keynote, and it's a really great opportunity to network with business owners, entrepreneurs, hear some great speakers, get some inspiration, and I've been for the past few years, and I really enjoy it every time. It's a great day. So check out the 100 Chamber of Commerce website and look for the Women's Business Leadership Summit on Tuesday, April 24th. I think check-in's around 8 a.m., and it's usually done by 2 or so. It's a really great day, so come and check it out. All right, now back to Mary, and where were we?
I wanted to say a word about Hooray for May, our free family art day.
Okay.
So this will be our fifth annual. It's coming up on Saturday, May 12th, and it's from 1 to 4 p.m. It's an event that we started, to sort of promote our summer camps and do something fun to celebrate spring. And we had about 300 families the first year, and we've had over 400 every year
wow,
since.
Wow, fun day.
Yeah, it's a really wonderful event. We have always been committed to making it completely free of charge to the public so that every family can participate. And we have wonderful business sponsors who make that possible, which is great. So it's a day of tons of kids' art activities, many of them appropriate for Mother's Day since it's always the day before Mother's Day.
Nice.
We have family-friendly tours of our galleries, which are really fun, free refreshments, a photo booth, and if people haven't signed up for our summer camps or want to find out more about those, they can sign up on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a wonderful day, and it is rain or shine. Last year it rained cats and dogs, and we still had the same amount of people.
Aww.
And made it work indoors. But
good.
We always hope for a day like today, a nice sunny day. Yeah.
Well, that's when I first moved here from California. Everything had a rain date, and I was like, why do you have a rain date for everything? And then I figured out why.
I know. And we still need volunteers for the event, so adults or teens 15 and up are welcome.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone interested in that can contact Lee Zona, who's our communications and development manager, and also manages our volunteers. Can I say his
email? Go ahead. Yeah, sure.
It's L Zona, Z-O-N-A, at ccabedminster.org.
Okay, great. Yeah. And so if people want to do something with their family or if their kids are, I know with our high school for sophomore year, they have to do 25 hours of community service.
Right.
I don't know if your high school does the same.
It's the same, and we will sign community service forms, absolutely.
Yeah, and if people just, if you're not sure what you want to do, but you need to get on that for school, you can at least come check it out and
right.
see maybe this would be a good environment for me to get that done.
Right, and the volunteer shift that day is 12 to 5, so it's, five good hours.
That's a good chunk.
And we'll serve pizza, too.
Food is always good. Always got to have
food
the food.
For inspiration.
Now, do you ever have a big gala or anything like that? I know some do, some don't. Do you have a big annual event that you do, or you're
we
more
do.
A little?
We do. We have a fall fundraiser. That's our major event of the year.
Okay.
And for the past few years, it has been a walk-around tasting of beer and wine and spirits.
Perfect.
it's always popular. Amazing food.
Ah, okay.
And live music and some really great raffle prizes.
Right.
And, it's all against the backdrop of whatever beautiful art is up at that time of year. So it's a really, it's more of a casual fundraiser.
Nice.
It's not a...
Not ball gowns.
You can really anything goes.
Beer and wine, that's all you need, really.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So, we're obviously already in the planning stages of that. We also need volunteers for that committee.
Right.
So,
anybody
who loves events or is just kind of game to.
Okay.
Do whatever we throw at them.
No, that's good. I think, people just need to know that you just need to start with something. And if art's your thing,
right.
or if you happen to live in, Bedminster or near Bedminster and it's close to your house and that's your driving factor, so be it.
Have so many ways to volunteer. I mean, besides what goes on inside the building,
mm-hmm.
we just had a gardening cleanup day.
Yeah.
And so
Yeah, I read about that too. So my grandfather loved flowers, and so he volunteered at the firehouse, but he wasn't a fireman. He was the grounds guy because he loved watering things. And yeah, so if you're, you know, you're not so much of an art person, but you're a flower and bush and grass person.
Exactly. And, our building itself is this charming 100-plus-year-old schoolhouse.
It's gorgeous.
Always looking for like a retired contractor or someone who's bored who could help us figure out some of the challenges we have with the
maintenance is key on
upkeep
any building.
Of our building and
That's good. So if you got any handyman, handywoman out there,
we would love that.
Yeah, sign up. Yeah, come on over and check it out.
That's right.
No, that's great. I think it's amazing, and I think it would be really fun to come to some of the events that you're having. Now, a few years ago I was there, you had kind of like a vendor fair at the facility. Do you do that anymore, where you had like jewelry and it was more of a holiday thing? Yeah. Don't you do that or no?
We had been doing that, and then we did away with that event eventually, just mostly because we have a very small staff and a small board, mm-hmm. and we decided that it was best for us to just put all of our energy into two big events for the year. And then occasionally, we've experimented with a couple new ones. Last year, we're doing the Art Throwdown.
Yeah.
So we're
fun.
Seeing if we can squeeze in a couple of small things, but that vendor boutique was more of an undertaking.
Yeah, it was massive. You had every floor, tables, all kinds. I mean, which was fun, but I'm sure it was quite,
we
logistical.
Decided that one maybe needed to.
Yeah, and there's a lot of those that go on in the holidays. Like,
exactly.
There's one every other day. Yeah.
There were so many. That was the other thing, yes.
Which is
and,
true.
And, weather at that time of year is dicey, so.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you remember any exhibitions that have come through the CCA that have just blown you away or that you particularly loved that you remember?
One that was really, really special in the earlier days for me, his name is Emil Klein, and it was just such a unique project that he was working on. He, I'm going to forget some of the details.
Oh,
I haven't
okay.
spoken about him in a while, but he basically biked across the U.S.
That's impressive.
Over a long period of time. And he wanted to create these portraits of just everyday people.
I love that.
And so he had different ways of finding these people, friends of friends, and who knows? I mean, it was an amazing process. He didn't go to every state, but he went to many.
Mm-hmm.
And he spent time and, in some cases, lived with some of these people for a period of time.
Really?
So he could get to know their stories.
Wow.
So it was such he not only painted their portraits, which he did in an old master's style, like this very traditional style, but the subject matter, was obviously so contemporary. It was just this beautiful juxtaposition. And he also took people's oral histories. And so when he exhibited with us, he had several of the portraits. Some of the people who sat for those portraits came to the opening.
Oh my gosh.
And talked about, some of their stories were so heartwarming or so fascinating. So these audio portions that he had recorded, their stories, some of them were intertwined with music from the person's native country. And so we had QR codes on the wall, and people could take their smartphones and hear the audio and be looking at the painting. He also mounted his bike on the wall. It was the first thing you saw when you came in the door. And
cool.
I can't remember why. I sort of remember why. He asked us volunteers to, basically crepe paper bomb his bike. It was all covered in beautiful crepe paper.
Oh,
he was really into making massive piñatas at the same time, which wasn't part of the exhibition. It was just something he liked to do. But that whole thing was fascinating. I think I made a donation to him, his project, during that whole thing. And my daughter, he ended up bringing my daughter and I in to record part of our family history. So the whole thing was just incredible. And I haven't checked on it in a while, but I think the project continues. I think at some point he had to step away from it, and he was engaging other artists to finish out the project.
Oh,
but
no.
That was really, really special.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I mean, everybody has a story, right? Everybody does. And that's why the Humans of New York is so popular. Those
right,
is
exactly.
It photos. And then don't they have a photo booth in New York City where they do the story? It's called Stories or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, all that stuff is fascinating. And I joined Toastmasters a few years ago. It's a, you know, speeches, but it's also leadership and public speaking, because I'm so shy. But one of the first speech that you give whenever you're ready is called your icebreaker, and it helps present to the club who you are and what you're about. And this one woman, you know, she was kind of shy and timid, and she was so cute, and she gets up and does her icebreaker and talks about surviving the Holocaust.
Oh, wow.
And you're just like, oh, blown away. Like, I mean, just every, you know, I had no idea, you know, that this was part of her story, and everybody's got something, or they had a reason why they joined Toastmasters, and that all comes out, and it's just fascinating.
That's so true. I mean, we had another artist who had a solo exhibition with us. She was young, and I just remember she had these works that were just black and white and kind of smudgy and very abstract, and I'm someone who is drawn to bold, bright colors, and so I was looking at all this black and white, and it just wasn't, I didn't understand it. It wasn't affecting me in any way. And then she spoke, and she explained that one of the things she had used to make the images was actual smoke.
Wow.
And
how would you even do that? I can't even imagine.
I know. And the reason she did that, it had to do with, I think it was her mother who had suffered emphysema. Oh. And she got very emotional. And then I was like, okay, I mean, that's why I say, when, you know, if you have any opportunity to hear the artist speak, you see something that you didn't even know was there. And I was just so moved by what she had to say.
Yeah, I always loved the little placards or blurbs by the paint, because it always points out things you wouldn't have noticed, and so it kind of gives you a different perspective. So hearing the actual artist talk about it is just that, you know, on a whole other level.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. And can you talk about any of the exhibitions that are the three people you have right there right now in the galleries? Do you know a little bit about them or no?
A little bit.
Well, tell me about the one that's transformed your first floor.
Oh, my gosh. So Mike Cole, he's an artist from Philadelphia. I wasn't there to speak with him Friday night. I had a family engagement. But to me, it looks like if you could picture a kid, you know, being in his room and sort of imagining all kinds of things. You know, if you could take those things out of his brain and somehow turn them into 3D objects, it's just amazing.
So this isn't just art on a wall or a pedestal. It's around you.
Definitely. It's all around you. It's on the floor. It's on the walls. It's up to the ceiling.
That's exciting.
I mean, he spent many, many days this month building it.
Yeah. Oh my
I mean,
God,
I got
great.
To talk to him a little bit. I didn't want to distract him. He had... But every day, you know, you come in and see the transformation that happened overnight. And we've had several exhibits like that. It's really fun to see. We had a local artist from Bridgewater, Katie Truck, who's just amazing.
Oh.
And she has been making work out of pantyhose for several years. So she transformed our foyer, like, there's a large, you know, light fixture when you first come in. That was all covered in fabric, and she was up on scary high ladders, you know, every night up there. So,
well, that's why
we're not afraid to transform the space for a good
which
reason.
Is great. And the other thing that I think is so interesting that so many artists do is because we obviously have. Remember when I was young, but when the Graduate came out and the famous line is there and it's plastics and plastics is the future. And now we've got way too much plastic and it will never decompose ever.
Right.
So I'm always intrigued in some of the, I don't know if it was the Children's Museum in Philadelphia or somewhere, but they had this giant sculpture in the middle of the museum, all made out of Barbie dolls and water bottles. And, you know, so I think artists, for those that want to, that's such a great tool to work with because it can be something permanent but also help with the environment. But I just thought that. But then you said the pantyhose. I'm like,
yeah.
Perfect.
The other exhibitions we have right now, Jill Kerwick is a local artist, and her work is really interesting. You just have to see it, but there are dolls featured.
Really?
Featured Aww. There in a really cool way. And Liz Mitchell is the other artist. There's some great images on our website.
Okay.
To give you a taste of what you'll see when you come.
Yeah. Definitely make a point to go check it out or make it to one of the events.
Yeah. And there's
or volunteer. Like,
No, you don't have to make an appointment. There's no admission. We're open Monday through Saturday.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always encourage, when I hear that people work nearby, I say, you know, if you need like just a quiet few minutes on your lunch break, just come in and sit on a bench or walk around.
Well, I think people need more of that too. I get so annoyed when people just scroll all the time on their phone, even there if they're in the grocery store line or whatever. I'm like, just look around you.
Exactly.
And I love spaces that where you can just sit and you don't have to talk and you don't have to engage or you just peacefully sit and absorb. Exactly. We need more of that in the world today for sure, because it's just, we're bombarded with everything. And I love spaces, like certain places I won't go because I'm like, I don't like the environment. I don't like the energy. And I just, you know, I'm very big on ambiance.
Right.
So, natural light ambiance, that kind of is where I like to be. So, but, I think, is there any worldly artists or international artists or any certain artists in the whole world or past or present that's inspired you or that's your favorite?
Oh my gosh, my favorite. It would be hard to choose. I don't know. I mean, I never really started collecting art until I became engaged with the center the last few years. So I'm probably more interested in local art at the moment. Mm-hmm. And you know, one really special person I've had occasion to meet many times now is Mel Leipzig. He's the best known living artist in New Jersey. Some would say, I would say, he's just incredible. He's known for his portraits. Also of a lot of everyday people in a very different way from Emil, who I spoke about earlier. But Mel is just, he's wonderful and he's been very generous to us, you know, with his time, and he curates an exhibition for us every year. And it's just been fascinating to talk with him at length and see him work, and he's a treasure.
Yeah. And Grounds for Sculpture is also a great place to go if you're central New Jersey.
Yes, absolutely.
I took my mother. It was amazing.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of art to see in New Jersey, and the Center for Contemporary Art is definitely should be on your list if you have not been there yet. So, again, go on the website, ccabedminster.org, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Check out volunteering opportunities or just come check out the space. Come to the Throwdown or Hooray for May.
Yes.
And bring your family. And thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as Republican U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan has confirmed he's not seeking re-election. The Wisconsin Republican making that announcement just minutes ago.
I am announcing that this year will be my last one as a member of the House. To be clear, I am not resigning. I intend to fulfill my served term as I was elected to do. But I will be retiring in January.
Ryan noting that he's been in Congress for 20 years, since 1999, and wants to spend more time with his family. He took the Speaker's gavel in 2015. After last weekend's chemical attack on Syrian civilians, believed to have been waged by Syrian government forces, President Trump says if Russia plans to shoot down any U.S. missiles that target Syria, they better get ready. Trump tweeting the warning this morning after a Russian official says missiles fired at Syria will be shot down, and their launch sites targeted. This is USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure.